Recording 6.B. Listen and circle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Milano, and I'm going to talk about how poor dental hygiene and bleeding gums threaten your overall health, and how some diseases may be linked to poor oral health. More and more studies indicate that the health of the teeth and gums can affect the health of the whole body. People with gum disease are almost twice as likely to suffer from coronary artery disease compared to those who don't have it. Previously, researchers found poor oral hygiene and bleeding gums could allow up to 700 different types of bacteria to get into the bloodstream, which increases the risk of a heart attack regardless of how fit and healthy the person is. It is believed that harmful bacteria from your mouth enters your bloodstream and attaches to fatty plaques in your heart's blood vessels, leading to inflammation and rising your risk of heart attack. Many people suffer from recurring headaches that are so severe they cannot carry out normal living. The cause of headache is elusive and hard to identify, but recent studies indicate that your tooth pain may be causing your headaches. When a tooth becomes inflamed, the nerve endings that pick up the inflammation may also cause pain to be relayed over other parts of the head. For these reasons, it is very common for people with bad tooth cavities to complain of more headaches. The other source of headache is dental stress, tired bites, and muscle imbalance. The muscle which controls the jaws refers pain to the head when contracted, tired, or imbalanced. I would also like to mention a recent study carried out at Uppsala University, Sweden. This study was first of its kind. In the study, 15,828 participants from 39 countries were asked to report number of their remaining teeth, classified as none, 1 to 14, 15 to 19, 20 to 25, 26 to 32. They also reported frequency of gum bleeds, classified as never, rarely, sometimes, often, or always. For every fall in the number of teeth, the study found increasing level of an enzyme that increases inflammation and promotes hardening of the arteries. As the number of teeth dropped, other risk makers, including bad cholesterol, blood sugar, blood pressure, and waist circumference, went up. Patients with fewer teeth also had more chance of having diabetes. Every fall in the teeth number category increased the risk by 11%. The study also found that bleeding gums were associated with higher levels of bad cholesterol and blood pressure. The result does not mean that bad teeth are direct causes of these diseases, but it is significant in proposing a link between dental health and above-mentioned diseases.